The Gemara Daf Gimel Beis on the bottom brings down the famous drasha of Loisi Skaidadu, and the Gemara says it's really two different drashas that are learned off in this pasuk. Number one, the drasha of Loisasu Agudas Agudas, you can't have different groups, you can't have different people doing different things, because then it takes away from the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and there could be Machlaikas, it looks like there's two Tyras, so you can't have different groups, everyone should be doing the same thing. And number two, we learn out of Loisasu Chabura Alameis, you shouldn't make a Gedida, you shouldn't cut your skin, the person shouldn't harm himself or make a wound, a Chabura, because of the tsar that he has on someone who died. A person shouldn't be misabliyos and he died and calls himself pain because of the tsar alames. And the question is, what do these two drashas have to do with each other? Lachar, they have absolutely no shaychas. If you darshan two things in one pasuk, be yisayd hadvarim, the pnimis hadvarim about it, they have to have a connection, they have to be yisayd and davar achad. What is the connection between not making different groups, having achdas and klal Yisrael, and not making a chabura because a person has tsar over someone who is nifter? And I think the hesbah could be like this. You find that the sinyan of Los Asa Agudas Agudas, you can't have different groups. Everyone has to do the same thing. There has to be one hanhaga by all of Klai Yisrael, and it shouldn't look like there's period. So the shayla is, why not? Lamai, so we are different. We are different people. We're not all one. So why can't there be Agudas Agudas? So the Mefarshim explained that even though mitzad the guf, we are different people, the gufim are mechulakim, but mitzad the neshama, it's a kol echad. When you focus on the neshama of Klai Yisrael is really one neshama, it's one neshama, which is kol many different people, but it's one neshama. In mitzad ruchnis, mitzad the neshama, there is no period of gufim, there is no chilukim, where be'emes echad, it's only mitzad the guf that there's a chiluk, and therefore, because we're b'yaseid adavar, we're all echad, we should try to be together, be one, and not have agudas agudas. So now this din of not making a chabura al meis, Mefarshim Ramazah, what's the pshat on that? Why can't you make a chabur al hameis? The ma'aseh, there's a lot of tsar when somebody died. So the teretz is that that's only if you focus on the body, the guf, as being the ikar ha'adam. But if you focus on the neshama as being the ikar ha'adam, then there's no reason to be bitzar, to be too much bitzar, because even though the guf is gone and the guf is finished, but the neshama is going on to a better place, and the neshama is now going to the ilam elyon where it belongs, and therefore you shouldn't be too much bitzar, because if a person is too much bitzar, that shows that you view the person as his guf, and it's the guf that's causing the tzar. But if you're chab that ik of a person who's neshama, then there's no reason to be too much bitzar, because the neshama taka went to a better place. So it comes out that the yisayd of these two dinim is really echad. The yisayd of them is really one, that the ik of a person is the neshama, not the guf. And being that the ik is the neshama, not the guf, therefore you can't have agudas agudas, because even though our bodies, our gufim, our mechulakim are different, and they're not one, but mitzad the neshama, it's all echad. We have to focus on the neshama, that's dik, and mimele, there should not be agudas agudas. We should all have the same hanhaga when it comes to the Torah mitzvahs, and being that the neshama is dik and not the guf, therefore a person shouldn't be misalba yaisim da'al ameis. He can't have too much tsar, because that would mean that he's focusing on the guf more than the neshama. So I think for that reason, these two drashas, but pnimius advarim, are really echad. They're both totally on the same yesod, that the ikar of a person is the neshama, not the guf, and therefore it makes sense why I could darshan these two seemingly different drashas from one pasuk.